Yo, one time, this dude that I was fucking, he hit me up and he went, yurr. And that got me so fucked up. I was like, are you fucking your homeboy? Like, what the fuck is going on? Don't yurr me.
Like, next, he comes for a dap up.
It's yo, like, address me properly.
Give me a fucking kiss.
Nah. Hello, everyone.
What's up, guys?
Welcome back to Mental Chillness. If this is your first time checking out Mental Chillness, I just want to say thank you and welcome.
Welcome.
My name is Khan. This is my partner, Jules. The love of my life.
Yes, besties for the resties.
For real. And this bitch dragged me to do a cold plunge, bro.
Yes.
We did 15 minutes of...
I totally forgot.
What is it? 15 minutes of 55 degrees water.
Yeah.
And it was like our first time trying a cold plunge, which was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Even though we did it on like a day where it was like fucking 30 degrees my outside.
And I did not expect it, to be honest, because it was starting to warm up. Finally, it was starting to warm up. And then the day that she comes to pick me up, I was like, oh my God, it's cold outside. So I decided to wear my little earmuffs and I was like all warm and stuff. But it was fucking freezing outside,
but
and
then she really comes nice.
It was super good,
yeah, like though. The cold plunge, like when I got into the bathtub, what I imagine I looked like is, you know those Joe Rogan videos of him getting into his ice bath, but it's him shirtless and it's him doing like his face is like and then, that's literally what I felt like. I was like,
Khan could not put her arms in. She was like this. She was like,
bro, it was so cold.
She was like, yeah.
And then Jules gets in there. She's like, cold is an illusion.
Because I felt like, you know, I watched so many videos of people doing it, like, literally, like, in, like, Switzerland. And they're, like, in the cold and they, like, break the ice.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
they've been doing that for, like, 50 times before they fucking get like that.
So that's what I was imagining. I was like, cold is an illusion. And I am hallucinating right now. You know what I mean? So I felt like, you know.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, honestly. No, I'm not.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at her like, okay, you're like gonna lie, but
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty... I'm pushing through. Let's say that. I'm pushing through.
Okay.
I need to stop running from my problems and just facing them head on. And yeah, I'm pushing through. That's what I'm gonna say for now. What about you? How are you?
I'm good.
Period.
I didn't smoke for like 5 days.
Oh, I love that.
Not because I needed to, not because of anything. I simply just wanted to.
Yeah.
And I do these things sometimes where I want to test myself. Like, I just want to test myself to know that, like, if I needed to, I could. Yeah. If I needed to do anything, I could do anything.
Yeah.
So, like, I know that, like, if you remove me from my home and, like, I go on vacation and whatever, I have no problem not smoking. Like, I have no problem, like, just going through my days and whatever. And then a part of me was just like, okay, let's prove, like, your willpower at home. So, like, sometimes I'll, like, try to, like, just take random breaks and stuff. And this time it felt really, really good. Mainly because my throat, I was smoking so much to the point where I was coughing a lot and my throat was just feeling like not great.
Yeah.
And like I need to start listening to like the physical like the physical things that my body is like telling me. So I've been feeling pretty like okay, pretty clear. Only thing though is that whenever I do stop smoking, I do go through a little bit of withdrawals. And they should not be letting me work when I'm going through withdrawals, bitch. Holy crap, man. Yo, like I become like, I guess I'm like myself,
yeah,
but like when I'm working and I'm like I don't come in high and I'm completely sober and shit,
like,
bro, everyone and their mother has to like do their job, because if not, like I'm on that ass.
She's
like
cranky panties,
yeah.
She's
like literally
what are you doing,
I get
just
so
standing
cranky
around not doing something,
and I get so snappy, and then I take things like I'm always like so aggravated, and then I have to tell myself that like, okay, you're kind of a crackhead and you're going through withdrawals,
yeah,
like, just calm down.
You know what's so
bit
crazy, because you've been smoking less and I feel like I've been like smoking, like I've been like copping weed,
yeah.
And like when you're
going through it,
yeah,
going through it, but good, because you just moved,
yeah,
so you're,
yeah, I'm going through change, and I feel like that's why my body is like, I feel like inside of my, like when I'm not, when I'm just sitting with myself, I feel like my brain is still thinking so much. So a lot of people will see me just sitting there and they'll be like, are you okay, like what's on your mind, and I'm like, oh, and I'm just like, my head is just like racing. I'm thinking about work. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do tomorrow. I'm thinking about the gym. I'm thinking about, so I feel like I'm thinking about so many things. So I feel like change is so good for me though, because it gets me like motivated and it gets me like back to like routines. Yeah. And so I feel like it's good, but it's also when I always have these realizations of like, fuck, change. So it's like,
I mean, I don't think anyone likes change. Yeah, I think some people can just embrace it better. Mm-hmm. But also, I do want to talk about growing pain. Mm-hmm. And like why it feels bad even when you make the right decision. And like, yeah. So like for me personally, sometimes I know that I make the right decision and then my body will have a reaction to where it's like, so I'll take an example. Say I'm talking to somebody, mm-hmm. and that person, let's say in my mind, I know that I'm not supposed to be with them and this is not going to work out and I should leave now.
Yeah.
So once I actually like make up my mind and I decide to take the action to do it, most of the time when I take the action and I break it off, my body will have a reaction to where it's like, oh my God, why did we just do that? Like, we miss that person so much. Like, if we get back with that person, everything's going to be okay. And that's like an immediate reaction because you're putting yourself through heartbreak, even if that heartbreak means it's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And so because I haven't had enough practice to keep to flex that muscle of doing the right thing even when it's hard and even when it hurts, in this particular situation in romantic relationships and stuff, I tend to always have like relapses to where I make the decision, I go right back, make a decision, go right back, or I say I'm gonna do something and then I never actually do it. I'll tell this person something and then I'll go back on my own words.
Yeah.
And like those things used to bother me so much because it made me feel so weak, but I know that it's not weak. I know it's just because in my experience, I just didn't have as much practice flexing the muscle of making the right decision even when it's hard and sticking to it.
Yeah.
And so what I learned lately is like, even when the decision hurts, it doesn't mean that it's wrong.
Yeah.
And like, you just have to stick it out long enough for the time to heal the pain, and then you realize that, oh, okay, I can literally just move on.
Yeah.
And then you have to like give yourself like a little, I guess, grace period of grief. Yeah. No matter what it is, good or bad, when you leave something, you are allowed to grieve that thing because you are cutting off either a person, a thing, a habit, a part of your life, anything. You're saying goodbye to something and you're allowed to give that thing the grace and the gratitude of like, thank you for being in my life, I must go now.
Yeah.
You know? And like, I feel like all of these things
apply to so many different things in your life.
Like, yeah, like no matter what decision, the decisions are always going to be hard. But just because someone can make a decision doesn't mean that they're better than you. They just practice that skill. Everyone have it in them. Mm-hmm. You just have to hone it in yourself.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, 100%.
And why I wanted to talk about growing pain, I feel like, is because me and Jules have been like calling each other every fucking day.
Oh my God.
Literally the other day I called Jules and I was like, bro, I made the right decision. I had a relapse. And now I'm having realizations, and now I'm sad.
Yeah.
And I'm sad because I feel fucking stupid that I said that I would do this, and then I did the opposite. And then I realized that, like, oh, okay, why it feels so bad is because I'm judging my own thoughts and actions.
Yeah.
I'm judging myself for having these thoughts. And the thoughts itself isn't reality. It's the actions that I choose to take. So I'm sitting here beating myself up about, oh, I feel
weak. Not you being a human.
I feel weak because I have these thoughts. I feel weak because I have thoughts of missing them. I feel weak because I have thoughts of blah, 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 all this shit. And then I would beat myself up about it. But I didn't realize that, oh, you're not bad for having those thoughts. What truly matters is the actions you choose to take. So even if you sit here and you're fucking obsessed about this little thing that makes you sad, if you just choose to fucking go out and go on a walk, the action is the thing that matters. Because the opposite of that would have been, oh, I'm sad, my thoughts are sad, I'm gonna sit at home and be sad. And so the action is the thing that was the, you know?
Yeah.
And then instead of that, I just said, okay, I'm sad, my thoughts are sad, but I'm gonna go on a walk anyways.
Yeah.
Like, do you get what I'm saying? 100%. Like, you understand? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yes, I get what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
I know. And then in return, this morning Jules called me and she FaceTimed me and I picked up and I said, why are we crying?
Because I had tears in my eyes. I've just, once again, I don't want to put anything out there yet, but I'm just going through some personal things right now, which I feel like I'm just going through some human experiences right now, and which is so normal. And I'm just going to allow myself to feel all of the emotions, because I always run from my emotions. I run. And I don't want to live like that anymore. And when I feel like I need to cry, I just want to cry. And when I feel like I want to go for a run, I want to run. When I feel like I want to scream, I'm just going to grab my pillow and be like, you know what I mean? Like, so I just FaceTimed her and I said, hey. And she was like, hey. And I was like, I'm going to start my makeup now. You know, so I love that I can feel, I can be so raw and authentic with her, because this is one of my, look at her. She's so beautiful. And I love her so much. And I'm just so grateful for this friendship. And I'm so grateful that we get to be in front of a camera and give you guys what you guys want to fucking see. Okay. And yeah, and I'm just being a human these days, which is a little bit sad, which is so normal. So, but I look so good.
Speaking can you guys of, like, see this? Being a human, I feel like I've said this before, but like one time I was training somebody at my job, mm-hmm. and I was training, like, the whole time I was training them, and then I made a mistake, and then I went, oh fuck, oh, you're not supposed to do that, I fucked up. And then I like started telling him about the mistake and whatever, and then he looked at me, he went, oh, so you are human. And this is a fucking stranger who just met me,
yeah.
who has this impression of me that I hold myself to because I do.
Yeah, because how long have you worked at this job?
But you know why? Like 6 years. But you know why? So that started this whole thing of me realizing that, oh, I act a certain way, hold myself a certain way, distance myself from people a certain way, all out of fear. I make myself seem like I can't make mistakes. I make myself seem so solid, so strong, so capable, so smart, so this, so that you can't crack me, because I'm so scared that you're going to be able to crack me the way that the kids in school used to crack me and fucking bully me and all these things. And then I used to always kind of get stuck on that like, why do I have such an overwhelming fucking fear of people shitting on me, of people, like, just, you know, like, just being bullied? That's so, like, ingrained in my head. And then the thing that, like, cracked that recently is that somebody was like, whatever it is that made you who you are, you can't be mad about it if that thing made you who you are.
Yeah.
So if the bullies in school is the thing that made you who you are today, can you really continue to be mad, or should you just look at the bullies and say, hey, thank you, because that was the thing that made me who I am? And deeper than that, I recently realized this yesterday, my family is the thing that was my other bullies. My family was my other bully. Like my, like, aunts, uncle, grandma, grandpa, like the whole family, just the way that we were raised, the way that we were taught, and the way that we were expected to be and to act and to all of these things. Like I spent my entire life just running from people. I didn't feel safe at home, didn't feel safe at school, I didn't, all this shit, right? And I would have this crazy resentment with my family. And like now it's gotten better, because I'm like, okay, I have my mom, my dad, my brother, my sister. Those are my immediate people that I care about. And then the rest of my family, aunts, uncle, all this shit, I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
But now I realize that I'm like, why am I being so bitter to them when, yes, they did that and made me feel that way, but I rebelled out of that. My whole personality is a rebellion out of that. And because I rebelled out of that, I made myself who I am today. I got myself here. I have this mindset. I have this work ethic. I have, like, this dream, this, like, whatever, all because of them. And even though it started because they made me feel like shit, it doesn't matter now, does it?
No, not at all.
Because even if I'm bitter now, my grandpa's gonna die soon.
Yeah.
What's that gonna do? Nothing. He's gonna grab what? He's gonna die, and I'm gonna be bitter at him. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm like thinking about like, how do I give myself more peace?
Are you ready? My therapist told me, respond with love. because I have this thing where when people say snarky comments, even if it's just a fucking Starbucks worker and they're just like, oh, sorry, we don't carry that anymore. Anything else? Or like, I walked into a gas station and they're standing there and they'll be like, what can I help you with? And I'm standing in the candy aisle and I'm like, can I look at the fucking candy bars? Like, damn, like, give me a break. And I'll just get so easily irritable, and it happens so fast. And lately, I'm so irritable, and I'll be like, oh, I'm not gonna lie, I love you so much, mom and my siblings, but I think it's being around my family so often, because I had to live with my mom for the little gap that I was like transitioning into moving. So I think being around my family so often again was just getting me so easily irritable and turned up. So I was talking to my therapist about it, and I was like, I get so mad. I get so, like, I was literally fighting with this Citco girl at the gas register, whatever. So my therapist was just like, respond with love. Just respond with love. Think, how would you want someone to treat you? You don't know what they're going through. And now every time I get mad, every time I ball my fist, every time I dig my nails, I just go,
respond with love.
And I just say it calmly. And I'm not going to lie, I think, and I'm like, how would you want someone to react? Because you don't know the other end. You don't know what the fuck they go home to. You don't know if they even have a home.
But in the same way that you're irritated and you're aggravated and whatever because of your own shit that's going on, what else are they? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this all goes back to, don't take it personally.
Don't take it personal, babe. So it has made me, she's such a fucking queen. And Dana, if you're watching, because you told me you'd watch. So if you're watching, you know, respond with love, okay? Like, and that has honestly, like, every time I get mad, every time I'm irritated, I'm just like, respond with love. And just try to.
I know that that's a helpful tool, and I know that it works, and it's a right train of thought. But when I think of your therapist telling you to respond with love, I just think of me and you like decking bitches in the face. Like, that's love, bitch.
Respond with love. Like, I just think of, like, yeah. Because, and then the thing is, I tell other people, like, that's like, it's such a good thing. Like, just or I say it to myself, or I like repeat it, and I'm like, respond with. And then, or I'll take a snarky comment to somebody, and then they'll be like, remember what your therapist said, respond with love. And I'll be like, okay, just let me go. I'm gonna go take a smoke break. I don't even smoke cigarettes, but give me a goddamn Marlboro Light right now. So yeah. Let me snort it, actually.
No.
So yeah.
I've never smoked a cigarette, I don't think.
What? I mean.
When I was younger, I remember, like, being in Vietnam. I don't know if it was my sister or, like, my friends or whatever, but I remember kids smoking cigarettes, but I never tried it.
Yeah. Fresh out of high school, I was like, oh, my God, I'll be drunk, and I'll be like, let me bum a cigarette.
That's so funny.
This is so gross. Can I get another one? But I was, like, super, super drunk. Or at, like, festivals, for sure, I'd be like, I feel like a lot of people smoke
cigarettes when they drink.
Yeah. Like, it's either, like, when I'm drinking or at a festival. Yeah. But I've never, like, bought a pack. But I don't judge anybody.
Well, my dad is a smoker, and that's why we never smoke.
Yeah.
Like, we're just, like, around it and whatever. But I also, I don't know, how did I find weed? Oh. I found weed.
Me next.
Because... I had really bad insomnia, so when I first moved out of my parents' house, I was like, there's no way I'm just fucking sitting here and crying until 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
So then I started, like, kind of smoking with my coworkers, like, here and there, and then I got over my, like, feelings for weed, and then I was like, oh, wow, I can actually go to sleep with this thing.
Yeah.
And then, this helps it. Yo, this helps. Okay, tell me how, this is my entire personality.
Mm-hmm.
First time I ever bought weed, I bought an eighth and a little bowl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cute.
A week later, I bought half an ounce. Not long after that, I was buying either 2 ounces at a time or a quarter pound at a time.
Oh.
That's my personality. I'm telling you, that's my personality. When I'm into something,
she was like, full in.
And it's crazy because I don't know why either. Yeah. I think, but a lot of my, okay, so this
what's
is
your chart?
Girls, the Virgo. I'm a Virgo.
Virgo.
I just feel, okay, so I feel like the thing that actually, like, contributed to that, if I really think deep within myself.
Yeah.
There's a part of me that is so, well, not a part. Most of me is purely motivated by being able to fit in, being able to be accepted, being able to feel belong, being able to feel loved, not feeling left out, wanting to be liked and picked. And so I feel like what contributed to me just progressing in things so fast and so intensely is, yeah, I start smoking. I remember too, the first time I ever smoked a blunt by myself, I wish somebody would have just...
She remembers the whole day.
No, I wish somebody would have just told me, like, yo, there's no rush in this shit. You're gonna ruin your tolerance. Just take your time. Enjoy this fucking high. Enjoy not being able to get high. Like, so whatever.
Yeah.
The first time I was ever, hit a blunt by myself, I remember sitting there. I remember rolling it. I remember wanting to smoke half and then said, oh my God, I can smoke a blunt to the face. And, like, I just, and she's I just like, remember, like, doing,
oh wait,
no, but
me.
I remember doing that because I didn't want other people to outsmoke me. I didn't want to, like, be the one that was, like, we started to smoke and then two hits in and I'm, like, I'm done. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to be able to hang. I wanted to be able to, like, be cool and fit in with my fucking stoner friends. I wanted people to, like, fucking see that I'm not a fucking loser. Like,
I'm the token
know?
Asian.
Dude, literally, but I, like, that's such a big part of my personality, even though it's a good thing that I am, like, intense and that I'm really invested and I'm whatever. I just have to now shift the motivation from I'm scared of people shitting on me to I'm doing this because I want to do this.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so I feel like my whole life I've been... Not my whole life. Well, yeah, my whole life. My whole family smokes weed. So I have smelt that smell since... forever. So the first time that I smelled weed, I think I was like in middle school. And when I smelt it, I was like, and it sounds so bad when I say it out loud, but I was like, oh my God, that smells like Titi's room.
Oh.
Like, and when I connected the smell to like a familiar place, I was like, oh my God, that smells like Titi's room. And I was like, oh my God, what the heck? And
he's
then my friends
high this whole time.
And then my friends invited me to a session. I think I was like in 10th grade. And then they were like, oh, we're all going to smoke after school. Do you want to come? And I was like, I'll come, but I'm not going to smoke. So I go and everybody's smoking. And I'm like, this is like my Titi's room. And I'm like, she been smoking. And it was like everything connected. And
that's
I was so like,
funny.
She's been smoking this whole fucking time. So then I go home and I remember telling my mom and I was like, Mom, you smoke? And she was like,
yeah.
Who were you around?
Oh,
Jules,
no.
Who were you around? Who were you chilling with? And I remember I was like 16, 15 and I was like, Mom, you smoke? And she was like, who are you hanging out with? Who was it? Who were you with? Huh? Was it Jennifer? Like, who were you with? And I was like, And everything just like started adding up. And I don't know, I guess I was like growing up, but it was crazy because my whole family smokes. Like, it is what it is.
I wonder what that's like. I always wonder I always wonder what it's like to obviously like have different parents, have like grow up differently and whatever, but like I always wonder, what is it like to get drunk with your parents? What is it like for your parents to take care of you when you're getting drunk? What is it like to bond with your parents over like really bad, you know, whatever, like, what is that like?
Yeah.
You know, but even the experience of like, my parents are the greatest.
Yeah.
But we don't have like a, our parents take care of us kind of like dynamic. Mm-hmm. We take care of each other. So our parents take care of us, but in return, we take care of them in like my sister does all of the their paperwork, taking them to doctors, like
taxes,
documents and like all these things. Like she was always the one to take care of them in that way. So when I was growing up and I was like applying to colleges, having questions and all of that shit, my parents were not the people that I went to.
Yeah.
So like my parents are not the people that I would, you know, I don't have that. So like I would, if anything, like if I needed anything, I go to Keem.
Yeah.
Like Keem knows everything.
Yeah.
And if she doesn't, she'll figure that shit out. Like, that's her fucking, like, superpower. That bitch is, like, superwoman.
Yeah.
Like, And so, like, I have that trust in my sister, but I don't have it with my parents. So I always wonder, like, but in the same way with, like, you, like, you know, your family smoked, and, like, your mom fucking, like, your mom, you told me your mom, like, you know, like, dated girls, and, like, I wonder what that's like, you know, to have that open dynamic.
So it's a good, but I feel like, but then there was also moments where I remember being a kid, and I remember saying, oh, my God, my mommy's being so silly and being so funny and being so goofy. But when I look back at it, I remember my mom was just so drunk. Like, I can look back now and be like, oh, mommy's being silly, mommy's being so fun, mommy's having such a good day. But it was just because at the time, mommy was just drunk. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, I can look back at it as a kid, and mom and my mom would be like, oh, like go over there, we're doing adult stuff. They're smoking weed, they're rolling up. Hey, go over there, we're doing adult stuff. They're smoking cigarettes. Hey, go over there, we're doing adult stuff. They're taking shots. So it was like, there was a lot of things that I grew up with, mostly my grandma, which my grandma was the one that was like, hey, paperwork. We always had insurance, always went to dentist appointments. My grandma was more of like the head of the house. I love my mom. My mom was amazing. My mom did the best that she could, but my mom got pregnant with me when she was 16. Didn't really know what she was doing. But it's definitely different. I can only imagine your end.
I mean, I'm not like
No, it's definitely not nothing to complain, but it's definitely, we grew up super different.
Like, and then and the thing is, like, so my entire personality is built from rebelling. So whatever I wanted
mine was
to do,
too much, like, freedom. Mine was too much freedom. That's
the
thing.
So, like, so now, because now I'm an adult, I'm in my own house, I provide for myself, I make my own schedule, like, all this shit, I have too much freedom. I have nothing to rebel against. I have no structure that I, like, need to break out of. And that's what makes me mad now. Not mad, but, like, as in, like, mad, like, fucking, like, crazy. Like, because before, I was in so much pain. But the pain drove me to do everything else. And so I broke out of everything. I survived. And now I'm here. And now that I'm here and I have nobody to fucking fight, and I have nobody to fucking tell, like, to prove wrong, and the only person that I could have to prove anything to is myself. I'm like, oh, fuck, dude. Wow, where's the motivation? How do I fucking, like,
break out of this?
Too much freedom, I think. So
it's so crazy and it's so different. So I have a question, because I know something about it was like, have you been, like, whenever you're around your parents, what about, like, the tattoos? Do you still, like, get anxious to, like, show
now,
them?
No.
Are you still?
Now, no. But we've come a really long way.
I know.
The last year was my parents' anniversary. My parents', like, 31-year anniversary.
So fucking cute.
Dude, they're the cutest fucking people ever. Like, the, I love them so much. But
insert picture
so
right here.
It was our, it was their anniversary, and we went to the beach. And this was my first fucking time in a bathing suit, one, showing my tattoos too, and just literally, like, being like there
and being comfortable
with my parents, both of my parents, and, like, knowing that my parents have seen my tattoos but not all of them. So literally, like, I was, like, I was in my bathing suit and whatever, and then my mom, like, they don't say much now. When they first found out it was like, it was bad, it wasn't the worst, but it was bad. All of our feelings were hurt. And then I remember, like, me and my sister or whatever was at the house. And then my, I know that we were all, like, still tense. And my mom started apologizing. And she was like, I'm sorry, like, especially to Khan. Like, I know, like, you're hurting. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
You were like,
yeah, but
did
then,
someone
but
die?
After that, I would still be in hoodies all the time, all the time. And then my dad, one day my dad was like, so you're going to wear hoodies for the rest of your life? And I remember that bugging me, because in my mind I was like, you're the reason why I'm in that fucking hoodie. But that wasn't, like, the right mindset. It was his way to tell me, like,
we accept it.
Yeah.
Like, get over it.
Like, fucking stop wearing a fucking hoodie literally all the time. And then after this vacation, I finally feel like
you can breathe.
Yeah. Like, I finally wear t-shirts. I finally show my arms. Like, I'm finally, like, not fucking...
They can see how
buff
she is. Yeah.
Yeah, and I honestly think that a big part of why I became this big shirt, big hoodie, big pants girl is because I just wanted to hide.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hide, like, in these things. Like, I feel the most comfortable in these things because I don't have to show myself. I don't have to prove myself. I don't have to fucking defend myself. I don't have to do anything. I just want to hide in this thing. And so now, like, I don't feel that way anymore. They also don't say dumb shit no more. Yeah. Comment. But I know that if I show up with a new one, they're going to be like, oh.
They're going to be like. I see that you wear dresses now. I see you in pictures with your siblings and your mom in dresses. And first of all, you're so fucking beautiful. And when you wear those long, beautiful, like, antique looking dresses, I'm like, first of all, you eat that fucking shit up. But I'm like, oh my God, you look so beautiful. And you're wearing something that's not a fucking hoodie with your family. So that's something that I just wanted to bring up. And I'm like, how do you feel? How does that make you feel? Yeah. And it makes me feel fucking good to... that you feel comfortable enough and proud and confident.
Speaking of, right now, what I'm going through with myself is I want to break out of this.
Yeah.
Like, I know that it's time for, like, and I've always been like this. I have never stayed one way. I have never dressed one way. I have always, like, evolved in my sense of
style. Don't
forget,
we're 25, frontal lobe is...
fully developed.
It's fully developed, babe.
Bitches are bad for real, okay?
We're bad.
But I feel like I know that it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time for me to move on to the next style. It's time for me to, you know, whatever. But I just, right now, when I go into my closet, I'm like, I want to throw everything away.
Yeah.
I literally have no inspiration. I don't know why. Yeah. I wear the same three fucking hoodies, but it's the same two pairs of pants, and all my sneakers.
It's time for you to elevate. That's exactly why. It's time for change. My this is not mom, who you are dude, anymore.
My mom, my aunts, my best friend's sister, they all always tell me, like, dude, you're wasting your youth. Like, you're the way that you carry them yourself, like, you're wasting your youth. Yeah. And my fucking best friend's sister was, one time she was like, oh my God, your hair is growing out. And I was like, yeah. She was like, good, you're too pretty for that mullet. But it's like in the same sense of like, I know what they're saying. I'm a girl, I'm a pretty girl. Yeah. I should, you know, take care of myself, look good, feel good type shit.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm just 75% tomboy. Mm-hmm. And like the rest is like a really hot girl.
Yeah.
But unless this tomboy, it feels like wearing a dress, that hot girl is just a really hot girl in a tomboy.
Yeah, but I feel like you should go based on how you feel.
Yeah.
And not only that, don't, at the same time, go based on how you feel, but at the same time, don't. Because when I wake up not feeling okay, not feeling, when I take a shower and when I'm like, oh, I put ribbons in my hair, I do my makeup, and I shit you not, my day gets so much better. Yeah. And I look, and it sounds so corny, but the look good, feel good method has been eating me up these days. And I feel so much better. I'll put butterfly clips in my hair. I'll put ponytails. I'll put anything. And it automatically makes me, oh my God, I look good. Oh my God, I feel so good. Put a little bit of blush on, lip liner. And it's like automatically I just feel... like my alter ego. Then I'm like Sasha. Then I'm like, oh my God. All of a sudden I just turned into like this new person. Sasha. Excuse me, can you hold the door for me? Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so,
you know what I mean? So I feel
funny.
Like, yeah, if you keep going based on how you feel, you're gonna be this tomboy for your whole 20s. And you're not going to have your body. Well, yeah, you will have that body.
No, I will.
Because listen.
Absolutely.
She got the abs and she don't even do abs. Okay, her body is. Ugh, if you can see what's under this. If I had her body, I would wear dresses.
But that's the crazy shit. I don't hide my body because I hate it or anything. I'm hot. I know that.
She's sexy. She's not hot. She's sexy.
I like to be modest because I feel uncomfortable with attention. Oh. I feel uncomfortable.
And they will look,
because
if I would be like, yo, God.
No,
damn.
But like, okay.
She got that giat.
For whatever reason, though, ever since I was little, I hated the way that I was being fucking perceived. Just like being a little Asian girl and everybody just
has,
with that shit.
They have this fetish.
And then now I'm fucking grown. I have a nice fucking body. I have mad tattoos. I'm jacked. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's just more to be
perceived. But I know, and I get it, but at the end of the day, you're gonna have to learn how to build fucking, if you keep living, like, people are gonna fucking stare con, look at you.
I know.
You have big lips, a beautiful fucking face, beautiful cheekbones, beautiful body. She got abs, okay? I don't care how many times she got abs. She got that giat, okay? But it's like, you're gonna have to build a wall to just be able to block those people out.
I know.
And show that fucking body, bitch. Because if I had that, listen, I got a beautiful body too, okay? Don't let it slip. I'm gonna show it off whether I got it or not.
Have you seen her buttock?
Yeah.
That's thick.
I got that booty though.
Have you been working out and shit? Like,
yeah, I have. Yeah. That's awesome. I've been on my period these last few days, so I've been like kind of like oof.
Yeah.
My first day, I was like in the bed, like.
Oh my god. Shout out to all the girls with like endometriosis and all the girls that are going through it with periods and stuff. Like, shout out to you guys. I've never really had an experience like that with periods, but I also have a very irregular period. And yeah.
Not lucky, but
I know.
My first day is just always like the worst. Like, I will wake up 3 a.m. I need to be on my heating pad like my whole period. I lay on my heating pad my whole entire period. And so it's like the last day and I'm like barely bleeding. Then I'm like, okay, I could lay without it.
Can I tell you something super, super, super weird?
Yeah, it's not weird. So, but I want to hear it.
Because I don't have a regular period,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't for a long time since like my adulthood,
yeah.
I didn't realize how necessary it is as part of being a woman, because my mind was so focused on the convenience of never having to deal with a period. And then I just realized just now, I am so, and oh my god, me and my therapist actually went through a whole session about femininity and masculinity and why I cannot be feminine or why I don't feel feminine and whatever. And like, it just made me realize, like, remember how I said, like, I'm a tomboy, like all these things, but the way that I am, the way that I act, the way that I hold myself and stuff, I move very masculine.
Yeah.
I don't really, like, even though I'm extremely emotional, I'm not nurturing.
She's sensy,
like,
guys.
Yeah, like, I'm super emotional and super sensitive. Come but give I'm her not, a hug. I'm not, like, cutesy, fucking cuddly. I'm not all the feminine traits of slowing down, taking in time to reflect our feelings and process, and those are like very feminine quality.
Mm-hmm.
And I, the way that I move through life, I'm always like, I'm just gonna like you know,
that is
my head,
yeah,
through, like, and yeah, that's yeah, why yeah. I, and then I realize when I go to jujitsu, I love the girls at my jujitsu gym. I love them. They're so badass. They can beat my ass literally any fucking day. But I have like no problem, and it's almost more normal for me to roll with guys because I am used to the aggressiveness. Yeah. I like the aggressiveness.
You
I
like
want,
the no emotion,
yeah.
the yeah. less like, oh my god, girl,
yeah.
yeah,
like, and
like
it just clicked in my head just now, like thinking about my period and stuff. Like I feel like, not that I feel so far removed from my femininity, but I feel like I have a very confusing idea of what I am, because I want to be soft, I want to be sensitive, I want to fucking be emotional, and I want to be feminine in a way where it's like I don't have to fucking build this wall all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like I want to be this way, but the way that I am is this way.
Yeah.
And there's like a disconnect as to why I don't get in touch with my femininity. And you know why? It's because I think I'm weak.
Wrong.
But exactly. But why is that the mindset? Why is that like my... Why did I grow up with that? Why am I like that? Like, yeah. Why do I want to fucking... like, roll with the boys? Why? When I was younger, in my younger, like...
You're about to make me cry.
School years and stuff. I had so much trouble with girls.
Yeah, they're fucking mean.
I had so
they're
much trouble with
mean.
Friends, but I had so much trouble with girls, dude. Like, they would always pick on me, and then, like, even if I wasn't doing anything to them, they would pick on me because of their boyfriends or whatever. Like I had so
jealousy.
Much fucking trouble with girls that I never felt safe with women. So when I was younger and I used to be a scumbag, I never felt safe with women, so I was never a good girlfriend to girls. Like, I never, so I just never.
But
like,
it all, like, clicks.
Yeah, dude.
It makes fucking sense.
Yeah, and, like, now, that's why when I meet women now, it means 10 times to me, because holy fuck, women are amazing, and I need this, and I've been needing this, and I didn't realize how much I crave this, and you guys, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, you're about to make me
like,
cry.
Like, no, dude, like, I literally,
not
like...
Not the tearjerkers. I'm wearing makeup con, but I know exactly what you mean, because girls, fuck. Girls are fucking mean, and you guys... can be fucking bullies and mean and say such mean things, and I know that we're young and you didn't have to be so fucking mean, you know? Yeah. Like,
and
I feel like
there's also like the sort of programming of pitting women against each other, and I feel like girlhood has always been there, but like we understand girlhood now.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like we knew what truly, unless you were truly blessed with like really good best friends that you grew up with and you had really good girlfriends in your life and you had those relationships and stuff. Yeah. I feel like most people had to like learn.
Exactly. Because I feel like even just like being in middle school, like I feel like I wasn't the best friend in middle school. Like obviously I feel like I could have been a little bit better, but I feel like there was still girls in middle school and especially in high school that were making rumors and calling me DSL and Flappy Bird and making fun of me. And obviously, it's super normal to get bullied, I feel like, which shouldn't be normal, but it's like, now it's like, nowadays, it's like, everybody's trying to stand strong and start this. Gen Z is definitely changing everything now. Now it's like, everybody's like trying to go by pronouns, and which I love, but back then was like, so fucking different for us.
It was a lot more aggressive. It was way less like, I guess considerate.
Yeah, it was like
the way that people consider
everybody was
each
like
other.
For the boys. The girls wanted, the girls were not
no,
for
but
the
even
girls.
Now,
like,
even now, one of my coworkers asked me, "Oh, are you starting your podcast again?" And I was like, "Yeah, but it's not really the same. It's just literally me and my friends sitting there talking shit, having fun." And then she was like, "Yeah, that's what it should be. Like, it's nice to see girls having a good time because the podcast world, it's very male dominated. If you watch any podcast and you enjoy them and whatever, it's mostly men talking shit and having fun.
Yeah.
It's mostly men just sitting there having a good time.
Just literally.
There are women podcasts, of course, and I have so many that I listen to and stuff, but like, this is a very male dominated like
field.
And I like that my friend said that, because in my mind I was like, oh no, you're right.
You fucking get it.
But it's not like we're trying to break out of anything or anything, whatever. It's also us coming to terms with our own creations. And like, I feel like I have like kind of the same philosophy like throughout, which is that if I don't have any fucking money now and I'm not happy now, I'm not going to be fucking happy when I have $1 million.
Yeah.
I have to learn how to be happy now when I'm fucking broke.
Exactly.
I have to be happy now when I have nothing and I understand the joy of going out for a walk, looking at nice trees, seeing a nice sunset, doing shit that doesn't cost me money. Because if I can be happy with myself, all that money is going to be an added bonus to everything that I am.
Exactly.
And have. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same thing with like creations. If I were to fucking start which is when we first started this podcast, mm-hmm. there was so much structure and there was so much whatever, yeah. because we didn't know anything we weren't nobodies. So we couldn't be nobodies just sitting here talking shit. Yes, yeah. Of course we could, but to me that didn't make sense mm-hmm. because to me I needed to enter this having a purpose, having a direction, having a thing to draw you into. Making you understand what I'm bringing to you instead of, oh, I'm just bringing you bullshit.
Yeah.
And then once we established that and we were able to break out of that, once everybody knew that mental chillness is a safe space for mental health and funny shit.
Yeah, and fucking relatable and real life unhinged bullshit.
Then we were able to like break out of that.
Yeah.
And now I can actually be like, if I'm not fucking having fun now, when we have fucking 50 fucking downloads like per episode and whatever, if I'm not fucking having fun now with you, what is it gonna be like when fucking 500,000 people listen to us? That's extra pressure that me and you are not gonna be able to uphold if we don't have this shit now. Exactly. So it's why do I go on these fucking tangents? How do I get here?
No, but it's the fucking truth. It's from the heart.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I did have a funny I did have a funny thing. So I go to jiu-jitsu like every day.
Yeah.
It is my new crack.
I love that. At least it's not real crack.
I know. There's this one time. So I go in. I pulled into this parking lot. Mm-hmm. I park. I look in my rearview mirror. I see this dude. He was going to the jiu-jitsu class. Mm-hmm. He keeps doing a double take to my car.
Okay, first of all, do you wear shorts?
Girl. Oh. So I'm out here like, I'm like, can you see that I'm in here? Like, what are you looking at? Are you looking for me? Like, what are you looking at? So in my mind, I was like bugged out. I was like, why is this man looking? So I get out of my car.
Is he trying to kidnap me?
I look back at my parking. Oh. And I'm parked in between two spots, like diagonally. Oh. I didn't even make it to the other spot fully. And I just know that this man was staring at me. And thinking, wow, this bitch parked like an Asian lady. Like, literally, I was so, like, I kept cracking up about it in my head. I was like, he doesn't even know my name. He just knows I'm this Asian girl at the gym that doesn't know how to park. And now he knows your car. I know.
Every time he sees your car, he's like, let's see how she parked today. Oh, okay, she did good.
Dude, I know. Yeah, but okay, so the shorts.
Oh, okay.
I love that, like, the caption says shorts. Yeah. It's shirt. Oh. It was shirt. This dude just. Okay, so there's a jujitsu man. Ooh. And okay, so I just wanna. This is a funny thing for me.
Okay.
I usually have this thing where I don't know why, but I'm so fucking loyal, uncalled for loyalty.
Yeah.
So like, even if I just started liking you and you don't even like me, I'm like devoted. She's not like, talking to nobody. I'm not fucking noticing anybody. I'm not nothing. My attention is on you.
She's like.
And that's a great quality, but like it's sometimes uncalled for because I had no business giving these people my loyalty. You know what I'm saying? Like there's nothing there for me to be so devoted to. You know what I'm saying? So or lately what's been fun for me is being able to notice myself have interest outside of that random loyalty. And this is, I think, a new thing that I'm cracking, which is that, oh, I'm actually kind of like being more intentional with the situations that I'm in and being a lot more clear with the situations that I'm in. And so I am allowing myself to be able to pay attention to other things, to be able to like get distracted and whatever, because I'm not just holding myself down for this one thing that isn't even holding me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's been fun that I've been able to notice people, and the jiu-jitsu is my newest thing. So it's the place where I meet new people. So I just be like looking at people and I just be like admiring, but then I'm also just like ignoring the shit out of them because I don't know how to approach and I don't want to. Like I know that I'm a cat, but I already know.
She so gives like, black cat energy.
I know.
For sure.
I know.
She's like, I'm
I
shy,
give, like,
but then.
Autistic cat energy. Like, stop! I'm fucking like I would, like, so there's this one.
They'll
dude.
Be like, hey, and she'll be like, hi.
So, for whatever reason, when they start saying hi to me, I look away.
They'll be like, hi. She'll be like, oh, me?
Tell me. That's
little
not
old me?
It's love on the spectrum, but it's me. I'm on the spectrum, and I'm just fucking here, like, trying to fucking talk to people, but not really, because I already know.
Is that a cat on your...
Yeah. So this is my thing, though. So say I notice somebody, right? Yeah. The minute that they start to notice me and they want to, like, you know, I will literally be like, oh, no, this was so much more fun in my head. It was so much more fun in my head when I was just making shit up. Yeah. But now that I have to actually do it.
I don't know. You're so funny. You're like, no, go back.
No, for real.
You're like, no, don't come to this mat. Not this mat. No. Walk back. Why is he looking over here?
Oh, my God. But, yeah, so there's this one. So there's this dude. Don't know him.
Yeah.
Just random dude at the
Yet.
Gym. That I think it's so fucking funny because I just made up this whole scenario with all of my close friends on Instagram.
She's like, he's coming over here. He's coming
no,
over
every
oh,
day,
and he's walking.
Every day I get out of jiu-jitsu. And I only do it because it entertains me so much. I think it's so fucking funny. I don't know this guy. I've never talked to this guy. I've never had a full fucking conversation with this guy ever. I just think this guy is fucking cute. So then one day, he's like saying hi to me, and then the next day he's like wrestling with me, teaching me things and stuff. So then I just started like going onto my Instagram close friends after every class. I'm like, all right guys, so today me and jiu-jitsu guy, we're standing on each other.
I sat on his face by accident.
And it's so fucking funny to me because I don't know this man. So what? But I already know that the minute that he starts to notice me, I'm going to be like, no.
You're going to be like,
this was just a abort
mission right now.
But yeah, this morning, I'm like literally getting ready to like take my little picture to be like, today me and Jujitsu Man said hi and bye. So you called me. You FaceTime me. So I was FaceTiming with you and I look up and he's walking out the gym. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, cool. So I'm just like watching him, whatever. All of a sudden we hang up. I was getting my phone to take a picture to tell people about him. I look up, this man was shirtless. And he has like two sleeves with tattoos and like, he's a fine out, man. Like, but I just didn't expect it. And I was just like, why is this man like shirtless right
I'd
now?
Be like...
What and then not after? Him, not him doing a double take to look at my car when I'm sitting in it.
He not slick. Why you gotta do it outside? Why not do it in the gym? Come on, he Ooh. Wants your attention.
Girl, but I also
and like, it's cold outside. First of all, man, it is. Today was like 50 degrees, sir.
Well, okay. If you don't get your ass inside, can I tell you what I also did that I'm just gonna admit?
You want what you so, did?
I wore my tank top that I knew made me look good. And when I got out of jujitsu, I didn't put my jacket back on.
Okay,
look. I didn't put my jacket back on and so that maybe he would notice that, you know.
She had tattoos too. She's like, you got tattoos? Me too.
Yeah. Every time I do that though, he doesn't notice it at all.
Or he doesn't come.
Oh, dude. So I'm always like, okay, cool. Other people have seen my muscles.
Yeah. She's like, oh, okay, he didn't come today. That's fine. Not today. But you know what's also crazy? Sorry, guys. But I guess just to, like, wrap it up. One of my coworkers was like, oh, my God, how old are you? And I was like, I'm 25. And he goes, oh, my God, really? And I was like, yeah, why? And he was like, you look so young. And I was like, I feel like 25 is kind of young. And then he was like, yeah, well, you look so good for being 25.
Was cries, that a thing?
Cries, and I was like, uh-huh. I was like, oh, okay. And he was how like, yeah, girl. He was like, you're almost 30, and I was like, bro, what I still got 5 years.
What was that, a middle schooler? Like, what
no,
the fuck?
He said he was 20 or 19 or something. But I was like, okay, first of all, I'm only 20 fine. But I was like, okay. He was like, yeah, you're almost 30, girl. Like, oh, and I was like, all right, is this really how Gen Z is gonna be doing me?
I mean,
I was offended. I work with a lot of young people. Like, a lot of them, I'm like, how old are you? And they're like, I'm 18.
But isn't that such a weird thing, though? You were that age, and yeah. Now that you're here, you see people that age so differently. So I cannot fucking stand
or even
people
or when
age.
They're like 20, I'm 22.
Stand people my age. I can't stand serving them. I can't stand hanging out with them. I fucking can't stand people my and younger. Yeah. And not because like they're actually doing anything wrong or whatever. No. I just feel like such an alien. I don't know what the fuck they're saying. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I literally don't know the language.
It's because she don't, and I'm not trying to be like, but she don't know nothing about TikTok.
Nothing.
Like, she don't got, she never been in the TikTok trend. She never Girl, downloaded the app.
I don't know pop culture.
So I'll tell her, like, I'll like say something and she'll be like, this is what she'll do. She'll go.
So then I
and I'll go, do you not know? And she'll be like, Jules, I don't have TikTok.
Yeah,
so I don't know what you're doing.
The way that 40-year-olds react to you is how I react to you.
Yeah, she'll go.
And but like, also the reason why I say that I can't stand people my age is because when you're this young, most of the time you don't have full consideration and mindfulness of the world and other people. Mm-hmm. Most of the times where you're at right now, your world is the biggest thing that's happening. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Your experience, your life, your feelings, your everything matters the most, which is fine.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine. But like, then it projects out to be a very, quote-unquote, immature in some ways where you handle emotions, mm-hmm. some ways where you, you know, handle situations or communications or whatever it is. And so whenever I'm at work and I have to serve a fucking table of people that are fucking 20-year-olds, I hate it so much because they don't know how to act. Dude, they don't fucking know how to act. They don't know how to be, but it's not their fault, so I can't be mad at them.
Yeah.
So I can just go back to my corner and talk shit.
My worst, and I'm not trying to be, Hello, I've been in the serving industry, but the worst thing that I hate is when they're like this. I'm a server too.
I'm a server too. Here's $3.
And I'm like, okay, I'm not even trying to, like, I get it. Like, I'm a server too. Like,
but then they don't be behaving like they are a server too. That's the thing with those people that say that they're a server too.
And then I'm like, but imagine working at
respond
a place.
Respond with love. Let's go.
Hit him with a jujitsu.
All right, bro. Let's round this shit out with the quit that shit. I totally forgot that we were doing that. And I'm just remembering now, so I don't even know what I'm quitting.
No, I love that. Okay, so I'll go first. Quitting that shit.
Quit that shit.
Running away from my problems.
What is the one actionable step that you can think of right now for that? Because you can't just say running away from a problem just because we're doing quit that shit and then not have a plan.
Why is she going to put me on like that? I mean, get your friend, bro. Okay. Quit that shit. Running away from my problems. Let's see. I am going to take accountability. When I'm wrong, I'm going to just be like, I'm wrong. Sometimes I got my ego is be up here and I'm like, I didn't do anything wrong. Like, if you're taking it personal, then that's you. But sometimes I am a bitch and I am mean.
Wow, our quit that shit is literally the complete opposite.
Yeah, so I need to take accountability. I am mean and I can be a bitch, but I'm working on it. I ain't perfect. And life is going to be getting better for me soon, and I can feel it. Yes, life ma'am. Is just so much change. It can get uncomfortable, and I can get overwhelmed, and I can take things out on people who don't deserve it. So I need to start taking accountability.
Love that. My quit that shit is that I need to quit thinking about people first.
Ooh, yeah, definitely. Day and night.
So I say that I want to break this off, mm-hmm. but the person gets sad. Me. So I see that they're sad. So I go and I comfort them. Blech. And then I reverse my words to comfort them because they're sad when I was the sad one in the first place. Mm. And that's why I needed to break it off. I'm gonna quit thinking about other people first. Because how am I ever gonna get myself anywhere if I don't fucking think about myself?
Yep, no more.
And in the same way, this is why I say that our quit that shit is complete opposite. Because of that, I hold my tongue a lot. And I want to be mean. Not that I want to be mean and I want to be a bitch, but I want to just be blunt and honest without having to sugarcoat and reverse my words and stuff for the sake of other people not being able to handle my words. Yeah. Like, but then when I do that, I think that it's also robbing people from the opportunity of being able to stand up to this. So I'm just treating them like they're little bitches who can't take my words, and that's not right either.
Nope,
I need to be able to just be who I am and trust that the other person can handle themselves and that they'll be just fine, and we're both adults, and no matter what, we'll talk about it. Instead of me having to go around making sure that... Unnecessary. Nope.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
Too much. Doing too much for someone that is not enough. Dang, that was... Hold on. I'm gonna put that on the shirt, okay?
Well, run over to mentalchillness.podcast on Instagram and subscribe to our YouTube if you haven't, so you can keep up with us, because we don't have a fucking schedule, so whenever we post, you'll just get a little...
It's when you ding. Just catch up with us. We're your besties.
Yeah, and then I am MegaCon, and Jules is Lots of Jules with two S's, and Arena is arena.cronova with a K.
She's a DJ.
So hit her up. DJ. Oh, actually, she's a DJ, and she has a DJ duo with another... her name is Averina, and they're called Rena's Power.
So fun.
Okay, bye, bitches.
Bye.